Bite the book. Some kids get caught hand in cookie jar. Me? I was found with a tag in my teeth, having ripped the plastic barb from my new plaid skirt. My mother arrived home shortly after I had torn open the JCPenney mail order envelope, her face unfolding like the single pleat of skirt stuck to an edge of adhesive. "God gave you teeth to do three things," she said. "Chew politely, speak properly, and smile prettily." I was never to be one of those girls who used her teeth as a tool. The skirt was too big, but without the tag there was no return. I wore it for 2 years, sucking the inside of my cheeks as my girlfriends moved on to leggings and leg warmers, Laura Ashley dresses, and bubble hem skirts. 30 years later, I fuss over a shrink-wrapped textbook. Its neon orange sticker warns, "No return if package has been opened." I fret that my 6-year-old Siamese cat will gnaw through the plastic seams, leaving behind her signature bullet storm of bite marks, the kind that scallop the wallet-sized school portraits of children that arrive each fall, the kind that pepper the margins of poems in last spring's prairie schooner, yet unread, the kind that pinch through summer seed packets and nip into each winter's heating bill. The instant I see her wrinkle her nose and lift her lips, I flick her tail, pick up the book, lugging the thing from dining room table to desk drawer to nightstand, again and again. It's only fixed position at the edge of my worry. I chew on my options. If I return this book, it means I'm not moving on. If I keep it, it means I don't want to keep it. What I want is to use my teeth. I want to swallow my decisions and have them sit more lightly in my stomach than plastic. I want to leave my own frivolous bite marks, like clothes worn once, tossed and forgotten upon a messy bedroom floor. I want to follow a path I can spit out again, like a seed to side of road. I need to know that my choices are alive. That even after I've chewed through the flesh, the pit can still return to the earth to die and be reborn.